This week's Parsha, Parshas Vayigash, mentions the fact that Yosef HaTzadik finally reveals himself to his brothers, and he asks, how is my father? And he sends wagons, agalot, in order to bring his father and the rest of the family down to Egypt. There's a Sefer Oneg Shabbos, which is written by one of the outstanding Breslov Tzadikim of the previous generation, Rebbe Froimel Zal, which is organized by the Parsha of the Week. And it's actually letters that he wrote to some of his students. And in the letters, he includes beautiful things related to the Parsha. In a letter, he writes to the student. This student obviously was in the clothing business. And the student wrote a letter that one of his main suppliers, who used to supply him with clothing, has stopped giving him merchandise. And the student is very worried because this is one of his important sources. And Rabbi Froimel writes back, don't worry at all, trust in Hashem, because Hashem is the one who provides, Hashem is the one who gives. And he mentions that in the Sefer Kedushas Levi, which was written by Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Barditchev Zal, he mentions there that these wagons, the Hebrew word for wagon is agala. Agala means a wagon, and eagle also means a circle. We know that very often before, when a person comes to a palace or a house, before they enter into the house, they enter into the yard, which encircles the house. It surrounds the house as the yard. When a person comes into the yard, if they're intelligent, they don't think that that's the house. They know that that's just the yard. It's an entranceway. It leads into the house. The yard isn't the house itself, and it's nowhere near as important as the house itself. It's a preparation. It's an introduction to the house. In Hebrew, we have the word siba. Siba means that something is a means. It's a means to getting to something. It's a means to helping a person achieve something. And Rabbi Froimel Zal writes that in these agalot, the Torah mentions originally that Paro was the one who sent these agalot. There seems to be confusion in the Parsha. In one place it says, Vayares ha'agolois, that Yaakov Avinu saw the wagons, Asher sholach paroi losei soisoi, which Paro sent to bring him down. And then it says in another place, the agolois which Yosef HaTzadik sent. And the Medrash says that the wagons which Paroi had designated originally had some kind of a symbol of idol worship on it. And when Yehuda saw this, he burned those wagons. He destroyed that idol worship, and it was replaced by the wagons of Yosef HaTzadik. And yet Rabbi Froimel Zal says, if you look later in the Parsha, when it says that Yaakov Avinu got up, Vayisu es b'nei Yisrael es Yaakov, and his children brought him to Egypt, Bo'agolois asher sholach paroi, in the wagons which Paroi had sent. So what's going on here? And Rabbi Froimel explains that again, the word agala, which means a wagon, and also means eagle, a circle. There are people who think that going to work, that that's what generates their income. They don't believe that the income, the money, comes from Hashem. The going to work is a means sometimes, and the means is replaceable. If this means isn't available, if this avenue isn't available, there's another way. A bus breaks down, person doesn't necessarily say, oh, now I can go wait for the next bus, or try an alternate route. They don't believe that without that bus that broke down, now I don't have a job, now I don't have income, now my family is going to starve. Person doesn't take that attitude. The same thing is here. The wagons of Paroi, the eagle means a siba, this surrounding thing. Paro sent, had idol worship. Idol worship means leaving Hashem out of the picture, ignoring the fact that it comes from Hashem. The sibois, the means are only sibois. It's one of the ways that Hashem provides income is through a job. Person can get inheritance, a person can get a tax return. There's 1,000 different ways that Hashem can take care of a person. And Yehuda, who represents faith in Hashem, the Gemara says that Mordechai HaTzadik was called Ish Yehudi because he denied idol worship. Yehudi means denying it. Yehuda saw that idol worship. He saw that putting the confidence in the Siba, he burned it, he destroyed it. And now the wagons that even though it might have been the physical wagon that Paro sent, but now once Yehuda eliminated that power, that spiritual power, that belief, that faith in the Siba, in the surrounding issue, now Yaakov Avinu traveled in the wagon of Yosef, the wagon of the Tzaddik, which is this faith in Hashem, this complete faith that this supplier stops giving me, Hashem will find another way to give me. I'll get from a different supplier, or Hashem has infinite ways of providing me. To put our trust and faith only in Hashem and not get confused, not get distraught when we see that a particular door is closed to us or seems to be closed, and through this faith in Hashem, have everything that we need.